Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan. On today's program, we catch up with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson.
Last week, the McCreary Community Center finally reopened, and the public finally gets to see all the hard work that's been put into it and just how great it looks. Can you kind of run through what the last couple of days have been like and just kind of what you've heard and what you've seen from the public?
Yeah, so far we've gotten nothing but positive feedback on the McCreary Center renovation, and I'm really excited about it. I think it's definitely a breath of fresh air into that building that really hasn't had a whole lot done to it in the 37-ish years that it's been around. So to be able to do that magnitude of a project and really refresh the facility for the community, personally, that's very rewarding for me, and hopefully it serves the community for a long time. But, I also have to give a huge kudos to our staff out there with John Anderson, Becky, and all of their staff that have worked on that so hard for, we were reflecting on how long this has all been planning and taking place. And, it's been about 2 years since we really started initiating this project, and to see it finally open and people able to enjoy it is just very rewarding, and I'm just very grateful for our staff out there and the fact that they were able to work through some not so fun conditions between that renovation and COVID, and then the derecho that pushed that timeline back even a little bit more. But they've been troopers, and we are all very appreciative for them.
Awesome. And then another thing I want to talk to you about, as we've talked about the derecho cleanup quite a bit over the last couple of months, you kind of mentioned something at the council meeting about just the comparison to how much brush had been turned into the dump sites. Can you kind of educate me and our listeners just how much tree brush, what was put out those dump sites that were made available?
Yeah, so we ended up, I believe, around 65,000 cubic yards of debris, which we learned this week was the third largest debris piles in the state. So we are only behind Cedar Rapids and Ames with the size of our piles. And we're really only behind Ames about 10,000 cubic yards. So, just looking at those populations and that we were right up there with those guys, I think is kind of a testament to how hard our community was hit by this. And, also it's, again, a testament to how awesome of a job our staff did in managing that event and managing all of the cleanup. How fast we got through town and were able to clear the streets, clear all the debris piles, make two full passes through town, and then continue to go do pickups on a call-in basis. Just a very incredible job by our staff and those contractors and community members that helped them out. So, again, a huge thank you and kudos to our Public Works, Parks, and all the other departments and employees that helped out. So, definitely glad to have a lot of that behind us, but still some work to do and repairs, and then assessing and getting some damaged trees still removed out of the right of way.
And then speaking of tree debris and tree brush and kind of all that fun stuff, the city started pickup service last week. Can you kind of educate me and our listeners about what people can expect and how they can participate in this yard service pickup program?
Yeah, so we resumed our yard waste pickup. So to participate, you either have to bag it in the, paper compost bags that you can buy at grocery stores, hardware store, and other retailers in town. Or if it sticks, you can bundle those in no more than 4-foot lengths, weighing no more than 40 pounds, and put them at the curb. So we pick up north side of Willis and south side of Willis on alternating weeks on Wednesdays. So everybody should have gotten a schedule in the mail with their water bill earlier this spring. But if not, You can get on our city website at perryia.org, and that schedule should be on the website.
Then one more thing I wanted to talk about from the council meeting last night that I thought was a really cool program is the Dallas County Local Housing Trust Fund. Can you kind of educate me a little bit about that and how that's really benefited Perry over the recent years?
Yeah, so I think since about 2005, we've participated with the Dallas County Local Housing Trust Fund, and we just put in $1 per resident every year, and we're able to participate, and our residents are able to apply to that trust fund and have some home repairs done for owner-occupied homes. So for us, it's, you know, about $7,000 to $8,000 a year, and it's definitely well worth our money. Over the last 15 years, we've brought back into the community almost $500,000 worth of home repairs. So definitely a great investment for us, and you know, I've always heard positive feedback from people who have participated in the program. And I know most recently, Dallas County Habitat for Humanity has been able to really leverage those funds and utilize those funds for the work that they do in the communities in Dallas County.
Awesome. Well, that answered all of my questions. Is there anything that I forgot or anything else you'd like to highlight while I have you here?
I'll harp on it one more time, but this has been such a crazy year for all of our staff with the city, and I just want to thank everybody from police and fire and, you know, all of our departments with Public Works, Parks and Rec, out at the sewer and water plants, and everywhere in between with the library and City Hall. So they've all been awesome troopers through, you know, taking whatever's thrown at them and really, you know, getting through it and having good attitudes. So I'm very grateful to have such a good team by my side going through all this, and definitely Perry is a very lucky community to have all this good staff.
And that was our conversation with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.